President Trump goes back on the campaign trail this weekend. He'll be in Ohio, stumping for Republican Troy Balderson, who's running in a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Vice President Pence just made a stop here last week.
It is great to be back in the Buckeye State with the hardworking people of Licking County, a county that voted to make America great again, and the county that is going to vote in a few short days to send Troy Balderson to Washington, D.C.
And Speaker Paul Ryan's political operation, the Congressional Leadership Fund, has poured more than $2.5 million into this contest. So why are Republicans spending this much time and money on a district they carried easily for years and that Trump won by 11 points? The most recent polls showed the race to be a dead heat. But Republican Pat Tiberi, who resigned his seat in January, easily won re-election.
Oh, he won with 68% of the vote, I think, last time around.
That's Jeremy Pelzer, a politics reporter for Cleveland.com.
So this is a district that in a normal year, Democrats would have no business contending for.
So why are they successful this year in making this a really close race?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, it's a special election, so you're going to get fewer people voting, so the Democratic base can come out and make more of a difference. Second, there's a lot of opposition to Trump. And third, you just have a lot of people, especially who like Danny O'Connor. And Danny O'Connor, who's the Democrat in the race, has run a pretty good campaign so far.
The district takes in rural and exurban stretches of central Ohio, but it also encompasses the Columbus suburbs.
This is a fairly gerrymandered district, and it starts up in kind of rural north central Ohio. It dips down and it covers a lot of the north Columbus suburbs, and then it takes a left and heads east into almost Appalachia. So it's a affluent, mainly white, it's the most highly educated district in Ohio. It's a lot different than your typical blue-collar Republican district.
And Trump is deeply unpopular among white college-educated voters, especially women. As the last special election of the year, the results of this race will set the tone for the fall. If Republicans lose, alarm bells will be blaring all over D.C., warning of a Democratic wave coming in November. A GOP victory does not guarantee that Republicans hold the House in the fall, but it certainly helps quell the panic.
If the Democrat here can win a pretty Republican district, that'll give Democrats a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement heading into the midterms. Right now, every major statewide office, with the exception of Sherrod Brown, is held by a Republican. And this is going to be a big win for the Democrats heading into the midterm elections when Ohio's governorship and a lot of other statewide offices are up on the ballot.
Now, Republicans in D.C. have been touting their tax cut legislation and the booming economy as keys to their success in the midterms. So I asked Jeremy Pelzer if that's what Republican Troy Balderson has been campaigning on.
Nope. In fact, he has almost never talked about the tax cut. In a special election like this, when you have so little time to campaign, there's not a whole lot of time for nuanced campaign messaging. So a lot of it is just Danny O'Connor's side, it's Troy Balderson wants to get rid of your Social Security and Medicare because he said that he would be open to raising the age. But since this is a Republican district, it's more Danny O'Connor will work with both Republicans and Democrats. O'Connor actually had an ad in which he overtly courted John Kasich supporters.
I voted for John Kasich the last three times. I voted for Trump because I didn't like the way things were going in Washington. And now I'm supporting Danny O'Connor because I met Danny and I felt like he was very genuine.
And then on the other side, it's Republicans are trying to tie Danny O'Connor to liberal Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi and Strickland left Ohio broke and Ohioans unemployed. America is back on track. And now, Nancy Pelosi and liberals in Congress want to eliminate the middle class tax cut and ruin our economy again? Strickland protege Danny O'Connor agrees.
Or Donald Trump, depending on who you're talking to. There's some positive messaging, too, but there's a lot of negative messaging as well.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because this district, as you said, it splits between both being wealthy, suburban, highly educated, and then more rural, blue collar in the other parts of it. The Republican has gotten the endorsement of both Donald Trump and Governor Kasich, who Governor Kasich, obviously no big fan of Donald Trump. So tell me, how does Balderson balance this? And is bringing Donald Trump into the district the weekend before the election a bad idea?
It could be. It depends who you ask. Governor Kasich is actually a constituent in the 12th District. He actually used to be a congressman representing the 12th District. So this is something that is, you know, it really literally hits home for him. But Balderson, you're absolutely right. He is trying to walk this tightrope between keeping the Kasich supporters on board, the more moderate Republicans, and also getting the energized pro-Trump base to come out. And so to have Donald Trump come out, that's a sign that this is a really close race and that they need everyone they can get. And clearly they made the decision, the calculation, that having Donald Trump come out will excite enough people that it's worth the political risk to bring him out here.
Jeremy Pelzer is politics reporter for Cleveland.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.